Om Om Kataksha Kirana Chanta Naman Mohatiye Namaha Anantananda Krishnaya Jagan Mangala Murtiye Ahamasmi Sadabhami Kadachinahamabriyaha Pramayava Hamatasiddham Sachidananda Lakshanam Mayevo Deti Chidyomni Jagad Gantharva Patanam Atohan Nakatam Brahma Sarvadnyam Sarvakaranam Naswatam Pratyabhijnanat Niramshatvan Nachanyataha Nachashriya Vinashanme Vinashasyat Anashriya Nashosha Plosha Vikleda Chedashchinna Pasomama Sajjayarapya Nilagnyambaha Shastrai Kimutakalkitaihi Aparupasya Vishwasya Bhanam Vasanidhirvina Kadachin Navakalpeta Vachahantena Sarvagaha Nahi Banat Prate Sattvam Narate Bhanam Chatochitaha Chitsambedo Pinadyasar Ratetenahamadvayaha Nadeho Nendriyam Chaham Na prano na mano na dhihi Mamata parirabdhatvad Akridatvadidandhyaha Sakshi Sarvan Vitaprayan Ahannahankadachana Parinama Paricheda Paritapai Rupaplavat. Okay, let's look at the practice ending. Sakshi, just for your notes, you just write this down. Sakshi, nominative singular, Sakshi. Sarva Anvitaha, nominative singular, Sarva Anvitaha. Prayan, from Prayas, nominative singular. So, Sakshi, Sarva Anvitaha, Prayan. Aham, nominative singular. Na, aham. Kadachana, na and kadachana, indeclinables. Aham, nominative singular. Big compound. Parinama. Paricheda. Paritapaihi. Upaplavat. So the tapaihi, the end of that compound is instrumental plural, right? And then upaplavat is fifth case, ablative. So let's see the meaning word by word. Sakshi, nominative singular, the witness, the sakshi. The witness is sarva anvitaha. Anvitaha means it pervades. Something which is pervaded, past passive participle. It has gone everywhere. Sarva means it pervades everything. It's all pervasive. It's another way of saying all pervasive. Mm-hmm. It has gone into everything. Okay. So sarva anvitaha, nominative singular, prayan, and it is from prayas prayan, nominative singular, dear. Ananda, prayan is beloved, dear. So the sakshi, which is all pervasive, pervades everything, and is prayan. From Prayas, nominative like Shreyas, Shreyan. Okay. And it is dear, it is beloved. Aham, I am the Sakshi, which is all pervasive, which pervades everything, and which is dear, which is beloved. Ananda. Then, with the Aham, the first Aham goes with Sakshi, Sarvanvitaha. Sarva anvitaha, prayan, aham. Then, na aham kadachana. The aham, I am never. I am never the aham. The aham means the ahankara. Aham na kadachana. I am not the aham. The word aham, the ahankara. Why, I am the sakshi. I am the sakshi who is all-pervasive, who is ananda, most dear. Aham na kadachana. I am the aham, I am never. Never am I. The kadachana, you know, these indefinite pronouns, when they're negated, kadachana would just mean sometimes. Kada means, you know, when. Kadachana means sometimes. But when you negate an indefinite, it becomes an absolute. So na kadachana means never. Never am I. I am never. Never am I the I is the idea. Okay. The ahankara. Why? Parinama. Parinama means it is. Parinama means from. It always is changing. Parinama. It's always modifying. It is parinama. It modifies. A paricheda. Right? Parinama. Not a. Parinama. Paricheda. I'm used to a paricheda because I would think of Brahman as a paricheda. Paricheda means limited. Paricheda. Paritapa. Paritapa means one who is burning, always burning in agony, is suffering, you know. So parinama, paricheda, paritapaihi, right? Upaplavat. I want my commentary. Wait a minute, I'll make it here in just a minute. Yeah, this is where it is. Let me give you some equivalents here. This poor book. Okay, here in the commentary, let's see. For the aham is the ahankara. Parinama paricheda paritapahi. Parinamaha. Raga dveshadi parinamaha. The modifications, that I'm always going through the modifications of raga dvesha, etc. Okay? Raga dveshadi parinamaha. Parichedaha parimitatvam. Parimitatvam means I'm circumscribed, I'm limited. Right? I have boundaries, I have borders. Paritapa. Dukadi. Mm-hmm. Etaihi, by these etaihi tisraihi, by these three, or etaihi tisraihi, upaplavaha sambandaha. Because of being the ahankara, because of being connected, upaplava, because of being connected with these three, right? Because of being associated with these three. So I am never the I. I am not the I. Not the I. Not the ahankara. Never the ahankara. Which is upaplava, which is connected with these three, which has a connection with these three. That which is parinama, that which is mind. He just says raga dvesha. It's not just raga dvesha. It means that the mind is something which is parinama. It is always modifying. Vritti after vritti after vritti, emotion. Vritti means this thought modification, you know, different perceptions, different emotions, whatever the mind is doing, I am that. That's the ahankara, right? But the ahankara, the I notion, is something which is notional because it is defined by the state of experience. And the state of experience is always changing. So in a sense, there is no real aham there, because what you've given the aham, the I, to something which is continually modifying, and the prior condition is gone. Now the aham sticks on to the next condition, Now to the next condition. Now to the next condition. So you're giving the aham, the I, the atma, to whatever condition is being experienced. So the parinama means in the whole creation, whether it's be the body, just in terms of the jiva, the body, the mind, the sense organs, all of the states of experience that are upadis. Now when I say that, a state of experience is an upadi if you can identify yourself with it. That's what makes it an upadi. This body is an upadi because I can say, I am the body, right? There can be an adhyasa, superimposition of myself onto the body. I am this body. Or I don't say, I am the chair. So the chair is not an upadi for me. The body, I am, and the qualities of the body, the gunas of the body. So I am the body, or, you know, I am a woman, or I am fat, tall, thin, you know, white, black, yellow, whatever. Whatever the condition of the body itself, or any of its qualities, I'll take to myself. That makes it an upadi. Also, I am you know, young, middle-aged, or old, upadi. But that young, middle, that, those are qualities of the body. So now, the ahankara is created, really. It's just simply an identification of my being with that condition which I'm aware of. So that's what makes the ahankara. In fact, there's no such being. Like the ahankara is totally, in a sense, illusory, because I'm not coming and going, and the conditions are. Right. So that's why we say it's the notional I. It's the I that's a product, of ajnanam, that causes the identification of the self, with what is actually objectifiable. So the ajnanam, the ignorance, causes the adhyasa, the superimposition of myself on that object, and that object on myself. Mm. We say this term, anyonya adhyasa, mutual su anyonya, anya anya, other, mutual. So anyonya adhyasa, mutual superimposition. Why they say that? The body becomes me, I am the body. So the body gains I-ness, selfness. I am the body. And the self gains bodiness. So the body gains the conscious being. And the conscious being gains mortality. And it gains all three of these things. The self gains parinama, becomes something subject to birth and death and the shadvikaras, birth, death, old age, all of that. You know? And the mind becomes, same with the mind, right? It gains whatever the qualities of that. So I, in reference to the body, I, the Atma, become subject to death, take on all of the qualities of the body, and the body becomes me. It gains the conscious being. That's mutual anyonya adhyasa. The example they use for it is the red-hot iron ball. Right? In the Shastra, red-hot iron ball. So the iron ball becomes red and hot. The fire becomes round and weighty. That's anyonya adhyasa. And so here, the ahankara is the result of the ajnanam, of self-ignorance, which causes this mutual superimposition so that these upadis, what the upadis, the body, mind, sense organs, are labeled as the I, and so they become the conscious being, and the conscious being takes on the qualities, the mortality, etc., of these upadis, right? So here it says, never am I the I, right? The ahankara. Why? Because the ahankara is something which has its sambandha. It's totally connected to these things which are subject to modification, body, mind, sense organs, parinama. They are limited, right? They have name and form, they're limited. And they're subject to all of the tapas, like the all of the dukkhas. They cause pain, right? And these things are all. This is the field of the ahankara. There is no ahankara without that association. The association caused by ajnanam is what creates the ahankara. Right, so the Ahankara is not a real figure here. It's a created vritti that has no real existence. What is real is you, right? But you are not in association with these upadis. You're not connected to these upadis. You're always free. So here it says, you know, I am the sakshi, the one that illumines all of this. And I pervade, and I am pervade all of it, whatever the vritti is. I pervade that. I illumine that. I pervade it. Next vritti, illumine it, pervade it. I'm the light, the consciousness that lights all of this up as the sakshi. And I am by my very nature, prayas means beloved, most dear, right? Because the self is something you, like Swami Jill joke, I'm not attached to, you know, I'm not attached to the self. I can die at any time. It doesn't matter to me. I can die at any time. It doesn't bother me. The Swami will say, well, how about right now? how about right now? Would that be okay with you? Not now. Not right now. But that's okay with me, but not right now. It's always not right now. Do it a little later. And even when you have dukkha, you don't want to live with that dukkha. But it's not that you want to die. You want the dukkha to die.
Yes.
Yeah. You want the sorrow to go away. You want the pain to go away. So that you can be, right? If you see no way of being without the pain, then you have to die because you can't stand the pain. This is, in fact, what happens to a depressed person who's clinically depressed. They can't see the dukkha ever coming to an end.
Yeah.
They see no way. If they look into the future, all they see is dukkha with no relief. You know. And so they want to die to get rid of the dukkha so they can be free. That's what it is. But your being is the most beloved. You want to get rid of and get away from the things that circumscribe you or take you into any type of stress or pain so that you can just be. Right? So your nature is most beloved. There's nothing more beloved. So here it says, you know, I'm the one who illumines all of this. I'm the one who pervades and lights up every experience that is there. And I am always beloved to myself. I always want to be, right? Whereas these things, what the Ahankara associates with, is full of it's objectified, it's full of limitation, it's continually coming and going, parinama. It's circumscribed, paricheda. You know, and it's full of suffering, paritapa. It's full of suffering because it's bound by change. That's why because everything's bound by change and there's nothing stable, they look at the Buddha, and the Vedanta, of course, looks at experience as being dukkha yoni. Even sukha, pleasure, is a dukkha yoni. It's a womb for sorrow. Because in your greatest moments of joy, there's underneath a sorrow in the recognition that this will end. You know, in my greatest loves, that recognition of its finitude is always there, contaminating the ananda. But that's not there in the reference for the self, because the self isn't subject to end. So its swarupa is its swarupa. Its paramartika means it doesn't come and go. So that ananda is not contaminated ananda. So I am that uncontaminated ananda, which is ananda itself. It doesn't come and go. Whereas all of the ahankara is born out of, it's born out of the relation, its relationship, your relationship with these things that exist in the creation, all of which are subject to modification, parinama. All of them are limited, paricheda, and all of them produce suffering in their coming and going. Let's chant this and then stop. Chant it together a few times. Om Sakshi Sarvam Itah Preyan Ahannahan Kadachana Parinama Paricheda Paritapai Rupa Plavat. We can't stop from that one. Sakshi sarvan vitar prayan ahannahan kadachana parinama paricheda paritapai rupapablavat. Sakshi sarvan vitar prayan ahannahan kadachana parinama paricheda paritapai rupapablavat. Let's see, upapablavat. Sorry, I'm putting one extra thing there. Upaplavat. Sakshi sarvan vitav prayan ahannahan kadachana parinama paricheda paritapai upaplavat. See that? Tapai rupa plavat. Tapai rupa plavat. Tapai rupa plavat. Sakshi sarvan vitav prayan ahannahan kadachana parinama paricheda paritapai rupaplavat. Good. No. Okay. Let's say a prayer. Om Om Purnamadam Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.